This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Major League Baseball convenes in Miami this week for the All-Star break, the Home Run Derby last night, the All-Star game itself tonight. Celebrations aplenty, of course, but the actual venue, Miami's Marlins Park, is a bit of a sore spot for some locals. Tax dollars helped pay for the thing just a couple of years ago. New digs to convince the team to stay put, as the excuse always goes. Now, though, there is talk the Marlins might be sold, leaving Miami with a new, pricey, and possibly empty stadium. It's not an uncommon story, taxpayer money being spent on private sports arenas. Now, though, a federal bill aims to curb some public funding for those shiny new stadiums. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
Every day, Kirk Howard pushes his 18-month-old son in a stroller in Inglewood, just south of L.A. He likes to walk past the L.A. Forum, the famous former home of the L.A. Lakers.
You know, you think of Inglewood, you know, it's the Forum. You think of the great Lakers that back in the day.
The Lakers moved to the Staples Center downtown back in 1999. But now Inglewood's getting a new life in sports, right across the street. Los Angeles Stadium at Hollywood Park is where NFL teams the Rams and Chargers will play starting in 2020. Howard's fine with the construction noise and traffic.
I mean, at the end of the day, providing jobs for the city of Inglewood, you know, new stores, you know, a whole new environment. I think it's worth it. Yeah, I think it's worth it.
The developers have promised 3,500 construction jobs and 10,000 more jobs at the stadium, plus the shops, restaurants, and office space attached. LA officials promised not 1 cent of tax money would go toward the new Hollywood Park. That's unusual. Most professional sports arenas get financed with tax-exempt bonds. Jeffrey Dorfman is an economist at the University of Georgia. He explains.
A city or county agrees to pay for some or all of a stadium and uses their power to issue municipal bonds. And so those are tax-free, generally from state, local, and federal income tax.
There's a recent paper from the Brookings Institution on this with a very clear title, Why the Federal Government Should Stop Spending Billions on Private Sports Stadiums. Ted Geyer's a co-author. He says since the year 2000, new stadiums or major renovations have gotten $3.2 billion in federal help.
Because the local government is subsidizing these stadiums to attract teams, the federal government then subsidizes them through these municipal bonds.
The New York Yankees' 2009 stadium, he says, cost $2.5 billion. About 70% was financed by tax-exempt municipal bonds, with $492 million in tax revenue lost. Why would cities do this? The NBA, NFL, MLB, all the pro leagues allow only a certain number of teams. Lots of cities want one, so supply and demand.
As long as supply remains less than demand, the team owners are able to threaten to move from their existing city to a different city in exchange for substantial amounts of funding.
Mark Edelman teaches sports law at Baruch College in New York.
This creates a prisoner's dilemma for mayors and other leaders of cities, where the fan base does not want to lose the team.
But cities are only willing or able to offer so much to try to keep them. They can up the ante through bigger and bigger tax breaks. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and Oklahoma Senator James Lankford want to put a stop to the tax breaks. A bill they've introduced would ban tax-exempt municipal bonds for pro sports stadiums. Jeffrey Dorfman at the University of Georgia is a fan.
Is there any rational argument for why the government would want to bestow tax-free status on these bonds? I don't think there is.
But he says sports stadiums have been treated like public infrastructure since the 1950s. Team owners and developers have argued successfully that new stadiums are a public good. They spur more economic activity in restaurants, hotels, conventions. Dorfman says no.
That's really an incorrect argument. There's no economic growth being generated by pro sports teams.
No growth, he says, above and beyond any big retail or entertainment project.
We would have spent that going to the movies or some other dinner or other vacation anyway.
And when a team leaves, the gap is particularly hard to fill. Just ask San Diego. Last year, taxpayers there decided not to fund a new stadium to keep the Chargers. Now San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium has to find a second life as the new Hollywood Park in Inglewood takes in the Chargers, across from its elderly cousin, the once great Western Forum. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.